Good morning. It's May 8th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. In a significant showcase of innovation, Apple's Let Loose event on May 7th revealed a groundbreaking lineup of iPads, pushing the boundaries of what's possible with tablet technology. At the heart of the event, held at Apple's Battersea Power Station headquarters in London, were the next-generation iPad Pros and Airs, equipped with faster processors, new sizes, and pioneering display systems, setting a new standard for the industry. The updated iPad Pro, now featuring an OLED Ultra Retina XDR display and nano-textured glass, is a game-changer. Starting at $1,000, it's powered by the formidable M4 chip, enhancing AI-related tasks with a 10-core CPU and GPU. This chip introduces dynamic caching, hardware-accelerated mesh shading, and ray tracing, promising unparalleled performance. Alongside, the iPad airline welcomed a new 13-inch model, both Airs boasting the M2 chip and improved camera capabilities, ensuring a top-tier user experience. Apple didn't stop at the hardware. They also introduced new accessories that redefine interaction. The Apple Pencil Pro now comes with rotation detection, and the new Magic Keyboard features a larger trackpad and haptic feedback, enhancing usability and creativity. These additions complement the powerful new iPads, making them even more versatile. However, the event also highlighted concerns about the potential underutilization of the iPad Pro's advanced features due to the current limitations of iPadOS. Questions remain about the full capabilities of these devices, including the specific sizes, display types, and storage capacities available. Despite these uncertainties, Apple's commitment to innovation is clear, with the aim to offer a more powerful and versatile iPad experience. In terms of pricing, Apple has made the technology more accessible. The entry-level iPad price dropped to $599, and the top-end iPad Pro starts at $1,299, with the new Apple Pencil Pro at $129. The iPad Air presents a more affordable option, with an 11-inch model starting at $599, and the 10th-gen iPad has been discounted to $349, offering a budget-friendly option for consumers. Notably, the event steered clear of any news on the iPhone 16, focusing solely on elevating the iPad experience. In a setback for Boeing's ambitions in space, the launch of the Starliner spacecraft to the International Space Station, or ISS, has been postponed. This delay, caused by a malfunctioning rocket valve, underscores the intricate challenges of space travel and the high stakes involved in crewed missions. The faulty oxygen relief valve at the heart of this delay has pushed the launch to Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, marking another hurdle in Starliner's journey to the ISS. This mission is particularly significant as it represents the first time Starliner would carry humans, a milestone that has been elusive due to previous setbacks, including a failed 2019 test mission and safety concerns earlier in 2023. Boeing's journey with Starliner has been fraught with challenges, from technical malfunctions to scheduling optimizations for the space station. Despite these obstacles, the mission's success is crucial, as Starliner is contracted for at least 6 more crewed missions for NASA. This underscores the importance of resolving the current technical issue, as a successful launch could pave the way for future missions and solidify Boeing's role in manned space exploration. The situation has caught the attention of Elon Musk, CEO of SpaceX, who didn't miss the opportunity to highlight his company's achievements in comparison. Musk took to social media to point out SpaceX's earlier, more cost-effective success in reaching the ISS and criticized Boeing for its delays and higher costs. This rivalry sheds light on the competitive nature of the commercial spaceflight industry, where SpaceX and Boeing are key players in NASA's Commercial Crew program. Industry commentators, including space editor Eric Berger, have suggested that Boeing's struggles may stem from its adaptation to the cost and logistics of commercial spaceflight, a transition that SpaceX has navigated with notable success. As the industry watches closely, the outcome of this delayed launch could have significant implications for Boeing, SpaceX, and the future of commercial crewed space missions. Both companies play a critical role in NASA's vision of involving private entities in space exploration, and the success of Boeing's Starliner is pivotal in maintaining a competitive and vibrant space sector. In a bold move that shook the gaming community, Arrowhead Studios' Helldivers 2 became the center of controversy when Sony implemented a PSN login requirement for the PC version. This decision sparked a massive backlash from players, leading to an unprecedented response from the game's community manager, known as Spitz. They urged players to review bomb and refund the game in protest, a call that resulted in over 200,000 negative reviews flooding in. This act of defiance, however, led to Spitz's dismissal, a decision that was momentarily reversed following Sony's backtrack on the PSN login mandate. Despite this victory, Spitz's fate with Arrowhead Studios became uncertain, with recent developments suggesting they are no longer part of the team. The gaming community has been split by this saga, with a portion rallying for Spitz's reinstatement, while others support the decision to let them go. Adding fuel to the fire, a recent patch for Helldivers 2, particularly the rebalancing of the R-36 Eruptor weapon, has drawn ire from players, further complicating the situation. This sequence of events not only highlights the tension between game developers, their parent companies, and the gaming community, but also raises questions about the future strategy of Sony regarding PC releases of their games. As of now, both Arrowhead Studios and Sony have yet to make official statements regarding the incident, leaving the community in suspense about the future of Helldivers 2 and the implications for similar situations moving forward. In a bold move against the U.S. government, TikTok and its parent company ByteDance have initiated legal proceedings to challenge a new law that could potentially ban the popular social media platform unless it finds a U.S.-approved buyer. This lawsuit marks a significant escalation in the ongoing battle over digital privacy, free speech, and national security. At the heart of this legal challenge is a bill recently signed into law by President Joe Biden, which mandates that ByteDance must divest its TikTok operations in the United States to a domestically owned entity within 9 months. The law aims to address concerns over data privacy and the risk of Chinese government access to American users' information. ByteDance, however, argues that such a divestiture is impractical and insists that it has no intention of selling TikTok. The company's legal action contests the law's constitutionality, alleging it unfairly targets TikTok and infringes upon free speech rights. This lawsuit is set against the backdrop of intensifying U.S.-China tensions, particularly in the realm of technology and data security. Critics of the ban argue that targeting a single platform does not effectively address broader data privacy issues and call for comprehensive legislation to safeguard privacy. The outcome of this legal battle could hinge on First Amendment protections, but faces the challenge of bipartisan support for the law, which may sway judicial opinion regarding national security risks. This case not only tests the boundaries of social media regulation and free speech in the United States, but also suggests a need for a more nuanced approach to addressing the complex interplay between national security concerns and the rights of digital platforms and their users. In a move that's capturing the attention of gamers worldwide, Nintendo has announced plans for its traditional June Nintendo Direct, promising a focus on the Nintendo Switch software lineup for the latter half of 2024. But with a twist, there will be no mention of the next gaming console. This announcement comes amidst swirling rumors and leaks about what's been unofficially dubbed the Switch 2i, including enhancements like 4K resolution support and a new Joy-Con attachment system. Despite these exciting prospects, Nintendo's recent financial report paints a different picture, revealing a decline in sales for the Nintendo Switch hardware and software from fiscal year 2023 to 2024. Yet the gaming giant is not resting on its laurels, confirming plans to unveil the successor to the Switch before April 2024. This next console is teased to be an evolution of the Switch, aiming to leverage the current hardware's success while stepping up to the specs akin to those of the PS4 and Xbox One. In addition to these developments, Nintendo is prepping the launch of a new Switch model within the next year, anticipated to boast backwards compatibility, enhanced graphics, and upgraded Joy-Con controllers, albeit at a potentially higher price point. This strategy seems geared towards not only retaining the existing fan base, but also expanding its reach to a broader audience, possibly setting the stage for a new era in Nintendo's gaming saga. The anticipation for the June Nintendo Direct and the subsequent console reveal is building, marking a critical period for Nintendo as it navigates through the challenges of declining sales and the high expectations of its loyal fan base. This has been your Daily Brief in Tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.